The spearmen climbed silently back up onto the canyon walls. The panic subsided, and the 20 or so animals left alive managed to get past the bodies of the fallen and out of the canyon. It was never the band's intention to kill the entire herd. They knew very well that they needed to leave a majority to replenish the herd for the future. Another of the young men followed a wounded female as she stumbled down the canyon. It wouldn't be long before she too collapsed. All told, the band had killed 8 bison. 2 adult males were killed instantly. Of the 5 young, 3 were killed in the ambush, and 2 others mortally wounded and followed to their deaths a few miles distant, and the wounded female who fell to her knees soon after reaching the canyon's mouth. As the sun went down behind the mountains in the west, the campfires were burning, and the air was filled with the mouth-watering smell of roasting meat. Their faces lit by the flickering light of the fire, the hunters bade farewell to their quarry as their spirits floated upward into the sky. The bones of the slaughtered bison lay where they were. The hunters moved on down to the river valley for the winter. A sudden rainstorm collapsed the canyon wall onto the bones, and there they stayed, undisturbed for millennia, until another flood washed them out of their resting place. Though the details of the ambush thousands of years ago are imagined, there is no invention in recounting what happened next. Sifting through the bones, Jesse Figgins brushed the congealed yellow dust from a dark shape, and within 5 minutes held in his hand the same flint spear point that had been thrust into the ribcage of the living, snorting beast so many years before. The effect of finding the fulsome spear point in Wild Horse Arroyo in the summer of 1926 was explosive, but the fuse was slow to burn. At first, the find was dismissed by the experts at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington because the excavation hadn't been performed by an experienced archaeologist. In their opinion, this meant that it wasn't certain that...